Hello and welcome back to the Riverside City Podcast. I'm Paul, your Game Master, and this is Season 2, Cave Skull. With me we have Natalie, who plays Mirage.
Hello.
Rob, who plays Codex.
Howdy.
And last but not least, Art, playing the new and improved Chimera.
Evening, everybody.
Want to explain why it's new and improved?
Yes, because the original concept of the character was a bard, and then I got kind of, you know, because we were expecting an extra person, and we decided that the sorcerer would be better, but after playing for the last several
months,
it's, I think the bard, I think, is going to fit so much better, and I'm not going to change really that much in terms of damage output. And
really isn't.
But the Bardic Inspiration will definitely be helpful.
Huge. Huge plays.
We also leveled up.
Yeah, They leveled up to 5. Let's go through what they got. Really fast.
I go first. Because why not? I did math on skills.
Okay, everyone did that.
Yeah. I did math. It got a little bit sketchy in the end, but it's fine. I added one more to each attack bonus.
Mm-hmm. They know how proficiency bonus.
Okay. And then I also gained lucky, because that's what I always pick.
And conveniently, because she has the animal bond power set, and she has an extra level in something else, she got an ASI at the same point when all her beasts now gain her ASIs. But they get stats or the tough feat. And she picked strength for all but her beast of air. Which took dex, because that makes sense. So now they might actually hit something. And what's special about Murphy now?
He's a big cat.
Yeah, now he can be large, and she can ride him, and he also now does double the damage. Or double the dice. And that's what you got.
Yay!
Let's go Rob next, because your Art has the most to say.
Alright, so obviously proficiency increase. I'm 5th level armor artificer, so I actually have the extra attack. Natalie also gets that too.
No, she doesn't.
No, she's 4th level ranger. Correct. Right. Mm-hmm. That's not till next level. My Magitek power set, rank 2, allows me to have fly speed equal to my walk speed, and I get a damage resistance that I can change on long rest.
What is it currently?
It is currently set to fire.
Okay. And that is not your vulnerability, correct?
Acid.
Got it. Just making sure. And anything else interesting, or is that it for now?
Because that, I'm now 5th level, I also do have 2 warlock slots.
Pack slots.
And so I have counterspell and fireball.
On tap. Understood.
Hence the fire resistance.
Art, you got the most out of it. You got the most things.
Well,
how would you go through what subclass did you pick?
Oh, I am the
Eloquence, I think you
Eloquence,
picked?
Yeah.
Which gives you reliable talent effectively for the social status. Yeah, social shit.
Yep.
With how you roll normally?
Yeah.
Today. Not
the last episode, which no. I was rolling out my
high end, yeah.
Mm-hmm. That was really good. That was a lot of fun.
He's like, when's the last time that happened to me? I'm not mad at all. That was excellent.
And then, you know, get the Bardic Inspiration.
A shitload of skills
and all that.
Like a lot, actually.
Oh, yeah. No, I got... it's going to take me a little bit just to make sure I get everything right.
Yeah, plus the Charmer skills.
So I will have everything, you know, definitely fleshed out completely.
Sounds good. Next
episode. But the other thing is for my power...
Power set. Primary was Charmer, correct?
Yes. So I end up with the 1,000-watt smile, which gives me my power mod to AC. So it gives me +6 to my AC.
It's a shield, yeah.
It's basically a shield.
No, it functions like our show version of shield as well.
Yeah. I then have calming presence, which is calming motions, power mod per long rest, and then influencer. I have suggestion on power mod per long rest.
Yeah.
So
this is a stacked level.
Oh yeah. Gonna be a lot of fun. I still need to figure out what my because I also get a because I'm working on an older character. I didn't pick the extra
feet.
Yeah, so you can figure that out.
Yeah, I'll figure that out.
With hopefully. Your luck, you should take lucky as well.
Probably.
Or skilled or skill expert, because, you know.
Yeah, tough. I just...
I mean, you don't need...
Your hit points just spiked. What are they at now?
Oh, yeah. My hit points went up by another 5 or 6, so I'm at 51.
All right, around the table. Who's got the highest hit points?
Nat.
What's your total?
62.
Rob?
56.
And Art?
51.
Yeah, they're the thickest boys. All right. All right, so I think that's it for bookkeeping. Who would like to do the recap? Who has the question of the day? I believe it's Natalie's turn.
Oh, we were so close. We were so close. My question of the day was, what is your character's drink of choice? I'll go first. It's a dirty chai. I don't know why. Just because.
Which is chai plus espresso.
Chai, milk, and espresso.
Yeah, it's a chai latte with a shot of espresso.
Mm-hmm.
I've made many of them. Like a lot. I don't drink them, but I've made them. Rob, you want to go next?
Code Red. Undo.
Choice. Solid choice.
Mm-hmm. Also was my favorite drink when I was growing up. Though I've stopped drinking all caffeine a couple years ago, so I haven't had any soda in forever.
They make caffeine-free Mountain Dew, right?
Yes, but I've also just avoided
soda in general.
If you can avoid the sodas, it's always better.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, one of my favorites is, it's either Pepsi or Mountain Dew. But I'm thinking he's more, you know, good old nature boy, so probably
Fiji
water.
Like Fiji.
No, like tap water.
Is your favorite drink.
Like Bend, Oregon tap water.
Yep. Whatever comes out of the tap.
Which is straight from the aquifer, like straight up your pipes, you know?
Yep.
Or is it well water? Because it's not filtered, because it's not effed with at all.
Yeah.
It's not treated.
Yeah, either way. Yeah.
I'm just trying to think, like, what's the most nature boy thing? Like, it's well water. I only drink well water. I've met someone who's like that.
But yeah, it's just pretty much water, whatever, you know, natural water coming out of the tap.
Fully thought you were going to say tea. I don't know why. Yep. I thought tea.
Because it's leaf water.
Leaf water.
Exactly.
Yeah. Leaf juice.
That's probably that'd probably be second.
Yeah. Mine.
When he needs a little pick-me-up.
Yeah.
It's leaf juice.
Leaf juice.
Leaf. What was it?
Soup? That's one of the things that I actually do is do the unsweetened teas.
Mm-hmm.
You do?
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Oh, I actually enjoy the.
It's too bitter for me. I like tea, but it's too bitter.
I should bring you some of the teas that we get from.
Oh, like fruity teas are delicious. Where new tea shop near
where I live. So
yeah.
Paul, what's your favorite drink?
I thought about it for a few minutes, and I came up with two answers. One is a white grape soda, or diet white grape soda.
From Walmart.
No, specifically, it's the old Diet Right white grape. You can't find it, but it became Clear American, so mm-hmm. It's really good. It hits the spot, and it's like a sip of my childhood. And the other one, honestly, nothing hits like it.
Doc X
is really good too, because it's got all the good flavor of Dr. Pepper minus the nasty aftertaste for the diet version. All right, so who's going to do the recap for next last time?
Why is everyone looking at me?
Because you're the one that usually does it.
I know.
I mean, I could be real short.
We went to Chicago. We did things. We won.
The final selection for the Clash was in Chicago. They solved some puzzles. They fought Diamondback. He nearly knocked them out. They beat him up, and they beat the other teams. And in particular, Delta, the Delta Team Delta or Team 11 were pissed. And they beat up Diamondback surprisingly easily, which shouldn't have happened. That was noteworthy. And that was it.
They're chasing them.
There's something going on with them.
Yeah.
But they've been checked over a dozen times, and it always comes back clean.
Yeah.
Now that you're a bard, you want to have a talk with them? Oh. Want to make some suggestions to them?
Do you want to be a little bit more obvious?
Sorry, I'm just trying to, you know, do my paperwork and all that. So
the job's not over till the paperwork's done.
Yep.
All right.
Get your paperwork. Sorry.
So it is a week later, and you guys have had a little bit of time. It's
Before the week happens, we have a silvery coin that says to turn in.
Yes, you hand that in to Bridget. Takes it and she says, "Would you like to keep this for the silver coin? Or would you like to know what you won?"
What we won.
What we won.
Yeah.
Good. This is a day pass to any city in the United States
for the whole thing.
To the whole team.
Okay.
Pick any day of the week. Pick any day, and this gets you out of class. Gets you out of whatever's going on. You can use it to visit family. You can use it to solve a mystery. And if you're using it for the good of the school and you can prove it on your return, it will be returned to you. But if you're ever wrong, you lose it forever. She winks. Be sure you know what you're doing before you use it.
Okay.
All right, y'all. So, like I said, a week passes. It's right at the beginning of November. Wait, can I math? Hold on.
November, yeah.
Yeah.
No. Yes.
November follows October.
I'm wrong. It's still October. That was the beginning of October. It's like the middle of October now. Because effectively, each week is a day. Each week is a slot in my thing, if I remember to do it. You guys do one effective thing per week, and that's how I keep my days straight. So effectively, you are in freshman year, second semester, second week. Like I'm literally gonna checkbox it so I remember you fucking did this already. Hold on.
Second semester? Wouldn't that be in the spring? Or first semester?
I'm sorry. You're right. It's. Oh my. Yes. You're right. It is. You're correct. I'm stupid. It is November. You're right. I'm just writing the date on the thing so I know when it happened. And let's say it's right at the beginning of November. It's like, you guys passed Halloween. It was Halloween.
What was everyone for Halloween?
Oh, yeah. No, that's my question of the day for next time.
But it's already passed in the game.
Sorry, it's...
You ain't gonna remember that's your question of the day.
Okay, then it's the 30th. Damn, I'd write that down. I'll forget it. So, it is the day before Halloween, and you are all told that you will be... or actually, let's say a couple days before. Whatever day that falls in the week, I'm not looking it up for 2030. Or 2029. And you are going to be, before my brain decides to melt again, you're told that you're going to be visiting another one of the schools for the first time. Over the course of the next few months, or the course of the next two semesters, you're going to meet a bunch of the other schools, and the first one on the docket is the academy. But before we do that, I'm going to give you some background on the schools, which is going to be given to you in class. Are you ready, Art? Mr. Note Man? All right. Here is the background information that is relevant. Avalon is in the UK. I think you had that already. Maybe not.
Yeah.
They are knights and mages. And their headmaster... I forgot to look his name up. Shit. Okay. If anybody remembers it, they're going to get credit for it. He's the rich guy from the last campaign who took you to Transylvania.
Okay.
Super tech, magic. It's not effectively magic tech, but it's really just tech. It's very powerful. that looks like magic. Yeah, the guy
who
was
from the basement who was the...
I got no chance.
I couldn't remember either, to be completely honest with you.
I literally have written next to it, Dr. Fate from Black Adam. Because that's effectively what he looks like and how he operates. Super rich. I want to say it was Malcolm something.
Yeah, and I don't have my old notes.
I don't have them with me.
I was going to say, I don't have those with me, so...
Like, the thing is, we're really close to that episode. Like, if I listen long enough, I'll get it, and I'm just going to write it down. Like, Jeremy Montero. Montoya. That's how I figured out who he was, because I listened to the other episodes. But, it's him, whoever that guy is. He's the headmaster for the Avalon. Gaia has elementalists. It is in somewhere in Africa. It's very well hidden. And the headmaster is Pharaoh.
P-H?
Yes, like Pharaoh. He looks like, and he is a descendant of King Tut. Next.
That's where we want to send him.
Yeah, the grid is for technopaths and people with tech powers. It is somewhere in India, or what's left of India. India was really bad for powers. Like, it's a bunch of supremacies because of the wealth disparity. Give people power, they'll fight back. Their leader is, her name is Revolution, and she is radically anti-Siren. And I mean radically. She was one of the people who helped clear Siren out of all of Asia, because she can turn people's powers off. Ready? The next one? Mm-hmm. Jinja, J-I-N-J-A, which means shrine. In Japanese, it is where the spiritualists go. It is out of Japan. It's probably in some kind of temple garden, but you don't know where. And their headmasters are people who, if you listen to the last season, are going to be very familiar. Amaterasu and Kitsune, who it turns out are mother and daughter, not mother and granddaughter, mother and daughter. Because those bitches don't age. Amaterasu looks that way because she wants to, not because she has to. Ready for the next one?
Mm-hmm.
The Academy is people with military bent. They are very publicly known as being in Antarctica. And they fight off giants and stuff there. The ice giants.
Say it.
Their headmaster.
Yes.
Is the general.
Yes.
He is a male emperor penguin.
No, my God.
Hyper intelligent.
I was thinking you were going to be referring to the general from.
No, I'm not bringing him in. Mm-mm. No.
Obviously, Paul asked me, who do you think should be the headmaster of Antarctica? I was like, who lives in Antarctica? No one lives in Antarctica. No, Paul, you're wrong. Penguins live in Antarctica.
So he has hyper intelligence and weaponkinesis. He can pick up any weapon with his mind and use it fully. Any weapon. Tanks, missiles. Full, and as soon as he touches them, he has full understanding. Like, he knows exactly how to use it properly. So he's a goddamn terror when he wants to fight things.
Imagined him running.
if you've seen like Guardians of the Galaxy 3, how Groot uses with all those guns, yeah, that's him, but like with way more weapons.
I'm just imagining giving him a Sparks arm.
He has one, and he's in love. It will come up. Okay, I think we've got two more. Yeah, the Outback. It's for naturalists / survivalists. It is somewhere in Australia. And their headmaster is Packmaster. And he is known for his horde of beasts that he's been collecting since monsters showed up. And he collects them, and they're his, like, devoted followers. Last but not least is the Block. B-L-O-K. It's the least well-known. You know that it's known for stealth experts. And the scuttlebutt around school is that it's based out of Russia somewhere, but that's a really fucking big place. So it's not super helpful in locating it. But their headmaster is interesting in that her name is Rubella Black. And she is a former cowl known for her maestro power set. She can master anything given like 30 seconds doing it. And she maintains that for life. So her skill set is incredibly broad.
Point of note, there is besides the floating island of Atlantis, there is no North or South America based.
Correct. All of them were funneled here. Also, Antarctica is... They took it. They took the people from South America, funneled them there too. It's run by the United States military. The academy is. They just moved it there because it's more isolated, harder to assault. Also, there's a rumor of there being another one in the United States, but they don't have a name for it. It's somewhere. It's probably subterranean because you have never even seen it. No one's seen it. You can write that down. There's a rumor, and that would be something you can investigate if you want to. So, like I said, you guys are going to be visiting the academy, which means you know where you're going. And you're going from cold to very cold. Like negative 40.
Wait, which one's the academy?
Antarctica.
Oh, yes.
So
that's why you said it's going to be one of your favorite characters.
Now that we know we're going to Antarctica, I'm going to switch my resistance.
That's fair.
I'm now resistant to cold.
Now it's like shit.
Fuck.
All right, so you guys are making.
Can I switch my?
No.
Damn it! My vulnerability.
No.
Damn it!
So you guys are, you, Bridget, and no, I think it's just Bridget and you guys are put into a teleportation pod, and you're told said and it's like a Friday before. And they said, all right, you guys are going to be headed to the academy. Please do not. Don't cause an international incident, please. I guess, actually, it's not an international incident. Don't cause a national level incident. That's all we're asking. She'd look at you, Chimera. Please smooth over the bullshittery that might happen.
What? Me?
No, we don't want you to smooth it. We know who you are. Please smooth people over. Smooth over any ruffled feathers.
Why do you...
Yeah, I can do that.
Specifically, the ruffled feathers. Smooth them. And then this is Joker, and he just busts out laughing. He's like, it's a fucking penguin, man. What do we want?
You know, that's not the... All you do is ruffle the feathers that way.
I'm aware, but I'm not there. And there's a reason I'm not going with. I know him. He doesn't like me. And he just can't stop laughing. Like he is, like you haven't seen Joker laugh this hard ever. He's fucking dying. He's like, it's a fucking penguin. What the fuck? And then he can like Bridget kind of leads him away. He's like, all right, Gramps, get over there. Go hit something. He's like, oh, I do like target practice, and he walks away. And she comes back just shaking her head. She says, yeah. And he's like that sometimes. There's very few things that hit his funny bone, but a super intelligent penguin. Walking and talking and telling, being in charge of something, just trips his fancy. She says, looks at you guys. Are you ready? Are you ready to go?
Yeah.
I guess.
She says, I'm sorry, Chris. You're not going to like this.
Yeah, I know.
I don't know if they have plans. Like, at all.
It's just buried deep underground. Or under the snow.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, no. Anything that you find there is probably...
Dead.
Dormant.
Or dead.
Or dead.
Yeah. Actually, are there any plants under the ice? I assume there have to be.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's probably some sort of, let's find out.
Plants in Antarctica.
Antarctica wasn't always the southernmost continent.
Yeah, there are things frozen in the ice, but... Yeah,
that's what I'm talking about.
Doo-dah, doo-dah.
Oh, there are no trees or shrubs, and only two species of flowering plants that are found. Arctic hair grass and Arctic pearlwort. Out on the edges, yeah.
I feel like those plants would just immediately see you and be like, we're so lonely. Yeah.
There's a lot of lichens and things like that, which are technically plants.
Hmm. Huh. Interesting. So, what's underneath the ice in Antarctica is microplastics. And pollutants. Basically, they've fucked it up so bad that that's all that's there. Now, in this world, that's not there. Because they have supers who that's their job is to clean the pollution. Pollution levels are almost non-existent. So, Antarctica's probably thriving. So is the ice caps. Oh, hold on. There are plants. Miles... frozen plants under a mile of ice in Greenland. So that would be the same thing in Antarctica. Mm-hmm. If you really tried hard, you could draw something up. But I don't know how bad that would go for you. It'd be a power check.
Yeah.
Could be interesting, though. Maybe something really useful. Or absolutely useless. I don't know. So, you guys are getting a teleportation pod, right? And Bridget says, all right. The general is the general. Okay? He has, like... They only have 20... They only have like 15 students. Most of them are from military families or wanted to join the military. So they're going to be a lot less loosey-goosey than you guys are used to. Okay? Think of them like Sylph and Tychus if they had standards.
Okay.
Just so you have a frame of reference. They'll be strong like them, but, you know, with... person, maybe they'll have an actual personality. And she, you know, she cracks this huge grin.
All right, shall we?
All right. So you guys feel that familiar drop in your gut sensation, and you look up, and there is a giant wall of ice above you that forms into probably a half mile wide igloo. There's the little vent at the top. Which looks little, but it's, you know, probably 100 feet across. You see that the buildings are all made out of white metal or some kind of white, maybe a plastic or a metal. They're built into the walls. And then in the center, there's a what looks like an arena, you know, a couple hundred feet across. And you see there are the students are out running and they are all in their suits. And they are, it's hop, 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 you know, very... like Cadet Kelly, kind of, you know, or military school-esque. And as you arrive, a siren goes on, or a klaxon goes off, and all of the students in unison turn and present weaponry or powers to the teleporter. And then, and you know, they say that, and they're like, "Stay your business," and Bridget's just like, "Just stay in the pod. We'll wait for our welcoming crew." And as she says that, you hear, "Get down, everybody!" Waddle, 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 waddle. And walking up is a 5-foot-tall emperor penguin who is strapped with weapons. And he says, "Suck, get that stupid alarm." And he's like, "Hold on." He touches a thing like on the side of his neck. He's like, "Turn it off, Veronica, off, off." And you hear "Yes, General." And the klaxon turns off. Huh? And he says, "Well, get out." He's like slapping the door. "Get out, get out, get out." With his slipper.
I look at Bridget.
"Yeah, it's him.
Do you follow instructions?" Is the look I'm trying to give her.
"Unless I contradict them, yes."
"Your last instructions were stay in the pod."
"Did I just contradicted him since he said the order? Do not be asked. Do not be persnickety with me."
I get out.
So they get out, and he's standing there, and he looks you up and down. And he says, "He looks at each of you in turn. Codex. He looks at you. He says, "Slow." he looks at Chris. He says, "Weak." It looks.
"Please be nice."
And looks.
"Please
looks,
be nice. Please be nice."
Looks at Mirage and says,
"Please be nice.
Weak."
"Damn it."
He says, "You could do with
low self-esteem."
He says, you could do with some more training. You would have done. You would have been better served here than the flophouse you call a school. He says, well, get behind me. And he, well, follow me. And he waddles away. Surprisingly fast. Like, you see, like, the instinctive thing he wanted to, like, belly jump, but he stopped himself because he has weapons on his chest. But then you see, you notice that he, there's like a you can tell there are magnets on the back thing. So if he jumped to his belly, it would just like form up behind him so he could belly slide. But he would outpace you so fast, he doesn't do it.
I feel like he also like pets his belly too. Like, no, don't. Yes,
exactly.
Do not.
He's probably like, and he starts walking backwards. He says, so you're the team that's been selected for the clash. Waddle, 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 waddle.
Yes.
He says, that's excellent. Would you be interested in sparring with our team? And Bridget gives you like the do not fucking try it.
Oh, sorry.
And then she points over to the arena where you hear like loud banging noises. And she says, I'll show you. I'll let you meet them. Waddle, 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 waddle. Yes, I have to do that every time he walks, and I'm doing it physically too. You walk in through the white metal walls, through the short little tunnel. It looks like a Little League stadium, kind of, but like a Little League soccer stadium if it had a full stadium. Only like four rows of bleachers all around it. It's sad looking compared to what you guys deal with. And you see three people, conveniently. There's and up on the board there's like tallies next to their names, but you don't know what they're for. One says cannonball, another says cotton candy, and the last one says salvo or something. Is it salvo or salvo?
Salvo.
Salvo. Yeah, salvo. You see someone turning and like essentially throwing themselves at shit, and then like hyper and then accelerating really fast at the end and doing crazy damage. You're pretty sure that's cannonball. You see someone who is throwing peppermint sticks like bullets and like turning candy floss or cotton candy into ropes and nooses and things like that. Or entangling dummies. And this is over a couple minutes as you watch. And then you see someone who can... you see someone turn their arms into blasters. And you see them turn them into big old maces. And they can turn their body into weapons. Whatever weapon they need. You see at one point they turn into a giant cannon. And cannonball gets behind them and shoots them. And you're pretty sure that's salvo. Or salvo. And they walk over. And that's a woman, by the way. Salvo is. And when the general stares at them with obvious pride, he's preening as he watches them. And he says, the best of the best. And you concur. You know they probably wipe the floor with any team except probably you guys. Maybe you guys. At your school, bar none. And when they finish their round, you see that Salvo has the highest score by like 4 points, and Cannonball is the lowest, and then Cotton Candy's the next highest. And Cannonball's like, he says, "Good job, Captain." And Salvo nods and says, "You fought well. You a little bit faster on picking me up and getting the cannon shot off would have got you the extra couple points. You would have passed Candy." And Candy, who's like a 5'2" girl with in a pink suit, says, "I don't know about that, but whatever." She's obviously the loosest of them, but even still, when the general calls, she snaps to attention and they all walk over as a group. And he says, "So, team, this is the team that has been selected from Super School." And like he laughs, and they join in. "I've heard they're considering calling it Cape School, but the Senate keeps blocking it." And you guys know that's a thing. They've been trying to rename it, just make it officially Cape School, and it'll make it through the House, and it won't make it through the Senate. And because it's a nationally funded thing, they can't do it. No, no, it's the FSA funded. So they have to go through some oversight. And one thing they had to get go is the name, and they can't do anything about it. And they say, introduce yourselves. The woman who, you know, is Salvo, says, I'm Salvo. She says, I'm 16, just like you guys are. And my name is Tasha Hardy. And as you could tell, I could turn my body into weapons. Cannonball steps forward. He's probably 6 foot five, 350, thick boy. He says, name's Cannonball. Russ Marshall. And I have super strength, and I can propel myself through the air to devastating effect. And he like pumps it, and he, you know, shows his guns. Muscles, to be clear. Candy waves. Hi, I'm Candy. Cotton Candy. And my name's Cindy Smith. And I can control Candy. You can do whatever I want. And she like has a gumdrop she spins in her hand. Like you know, people do with the marbles in movies. She does that with gumdrops. And as you watch, they turn into like shurikens. And she flings them out at, you know, at a target. And he says, I'm going to leave you with them. Enjoy your time. He's not Russian. What the fuck? I'm going to leave you with them. Enjoy your time. I've decided he's Southern now.
Oh, Jesus.
He's the Southernmost American. The look on Art's face is like, God damn it.
Not every character needs to be Southern, Paul.
He doesn't do any other accents.
No, he doesn't.
I do Russian.
We're okay. We're gonna head to the UK next, and they're gonna have a Southern accent.
Uh-huh.
But like a United States Southern accent.
By the way, this is an aside, and we can leave it in because it's funny. We were playing the Elite Dangerous RPG system during my Saturday games. And I had this British butler character. I loved him. And I maintained the accent for like 3 or 4 sessions. And then someone joined in and they were playing a Southerner. And they kept talking right after me. And given an hour of that, I had converted him from an English gentleman to a southern, you know, beau, because I couldn't fucking undo it. I had nailed that accent for a month, and it was all undone in one session. I was so mad. But yeah, so the accents are close enough that they fuck it up. Anyway, but as the aside. They walk, you know, and the general says, I'll come back and pick you up in an hour. And he waddles away. And when he turns the corner, you see him go, and he jumps forward and just belly slides. He's jets.
Wee!
He does not say wee.
Oh, damn it.
A little rockets appear on his feet. And really making him move. So, they, you know, the salvo points to the like, there's like bleachers down by the like where they would sit and sit and says, so where are you guys from?
Well, I was born and raised in Florida.
Cindy goes, is it by Fort Lauderdale?
Let me double check. The character would know.
You answer. And she says, okay, I'm from there. Born and bred. My dad's been stationed there my whole life. And Cannonball says, I'm from Dallas.
Okay. I'm from Bend, Oregon.
Okay, that's good.
40 miles.
So really close, yeah. Oh, she says, oh, I've been there for the festival. Yeah, the mm-hmm. you know, the insert festival here. Yeah. he's from Dallas, which I'm going to absolutely forget. Where is his Salvo was from? She was first.
Fort Lauderdale?
No, okay, it was Cotton Candy.
Okay.
Cannonball was from Dallas. My suspicions is Salvo would probably be from the Northeast.
Maine. And you can tell from the way she walks that and talks, she did not grow up in a military family. There's a very, I haven't met people who are like that. It's very obvious. But she is regimented. And she's the team captain. So even though she may not be from a military family, she's obviously trained hard to be worthy of it, of being here. And they say, so how's your school? Because we don't have any comparison. It's very, she says, I went to military academy. It's very similar. Here.
Well, let's see. I guess the best way to describe it would be the headmaster is got the military background, but doesn't have the same control as
the general
does. So we are a lot more relaxed.
Oh, and you see Candy go like, really?
Oh.
And Selva goes, I can see how that might be okay. And she like didn't like flinch, but she's very twitchy. Almost like the fact that she can turn into weapons, it's almost like she does it too much. And she's like, she's a hair trigger at all times, you know? And she says, yeah, I can see how that could be useful. And she's like rubbing her clothes, like almost like it makes her itch. And Cannibal puts a hand under her shoulder. Says, "It's okay, Salvo. It's okay." And he kind of leans in and speaks just into Chimera's ear and says, "She fled to come here. She needed the apparently she needed structure when she got her powers." He whispers it like so quietly, but you hear it like clear as day. You figured it's some kind of kinetic control or something that he's okay. using to make it easier on you. And he says, "Hey Salvo, can you go check on the targets? I think Candy might have left some gumdrops stuck in them again, and we really don't want to have to clean that off when it freezes."
Actually, wouldn't it be easier to clean off when it freezes?
Not when it's inside.
Okay, I could see that.
Because they're heated a little bit to prevent them from freezing, from the inside from freezing, but then it gets gummy. It turns into varnish. It's really bad. We had to scrub an entire thing down once. It was awful. And Salvo says, yeah, thanks, Cannonball. And she walks over and, she lockstep stride, just like lip, like very military cadence. And Cannonball says, I'm so sorry. And Candy's like, she's like that sometimes.
She's good.
She's really good at her job, but she is wound so tight. I am so afraid of what she's going to do if she snaps one day, though. Holy shit. And Cannibal just, like, nods along, uh-huh.
We know those, that type.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
I think that would be a very dangerous group to put together.
Yes.
Hmm. What group?
There's a couple of people at our academy that are probably would be better suited down here. But
speaking as Paul, they would flunk out of here so hard. Well,
we're okay with that.
A couple of them would be okay, like the military guy who died.
No, I'm thinking
Tychus and but there's a thing. They're not training for glory. That's the problem. They're very much so like, you're going to be saving people, fighting monsters, and you're going to come back to a military base and train. What you're going to hear from Cannonball and Cotton Candy is that they're both military brats. They have been their whole lives. They were both going to go into the service. She was planning on being a pilot. He was planning on being a Marine. They got powers that are useful, and they decided to put them into good use. Mm-hmm. And Cannibal explains that he can fly as fast as a missile for about a minute. Like, it's really fast. So he's, mechanically, he is a brick blaster. Cotton Candy is a brain beauty. And Salvo is a blaster brain. And, it's weird. But it's like they want to talk to you. And you're going to figure out, ever since they were chosen as the team, they've been isolated from the rest of their classmates. And all, and you're going to figure out that it's a huge competition here. Their rankings are put up every day, points gained, points lost, and if they ever drop below a certain threshold, they'll be demoted, and the other team will take their place. So every day is a fight, which is great for performance until the stress level hits, and then it's really bad. Mm-hmm. So she looks to you guys. You have anything fun you want to do? We've been given clearance to spend a couple hours with you guys. Anything you could think of to help Selva unwind, we'll take it. Because she needs something, because she's going to snap.
My first thought is about an outdoor excursion.
It's really cold out there. I mean, we'll go. We have suits for that. And we've got adapters for you guys.
I've converted my suit to be a little bit more resistant to the cold.
That's good. I've heard there's some ice giants out there. Like, we could fight those.
That sounds a great way to wind a weapon.
I mean, it's just training to her. But yeah, I mean, like, if we go outside, you'll find a giant, like, within a couple miles. They send out scouting parties occasionally.
Do you think that would unwind her, or would that hype her up?
We do that every week. So it's kind of just part of the routine. Do you got anything girly that you do? Like, in Cotton Candy looks at you and says, I have three brothers. Mm-hmm. I don't know anything about being girly. I learned everything from one of the other girls in the other class, other teams, but they won't talk to me anymore.
No.
Well, I'm sorry, they're not allowed to talk to me anymore. Mm-hmm. Yeah. We see each other at Chow, but even then we're not allowed to talk.
I have big problems with most of the two academies that I've seen, because they're...
I'm surprised you have a problem with the Super School. They've been pretty... Well,
they're pretty good, but they're still part of being a super is being social.
Yes, well, they are encouraging that, but it's they're not.
But
the classes are mixed, except for the super classes, which are not
correct.
We're just not playing through those because they're not super interesting.
But still, they're everything is promoted on. Combat and
there's a bunch of the academics are still there, and so are the social aspects. We're just not going through them because.
But it's like I said, especially here.
Oh, here it's all No, this is very much so. When you ask like, what are you doing for classes? They're going through online classes for 2 hours a day, and that's it. Like, they don't even know if they're getting grades. It's like doing the bare minimum to be considered a school. Mm-hmm. Natalie, what you got? How would you think to help her unwind?
She's sitting down.
Solo is trying.
I'm having her sit down on the ground.
Clean a gumdrop out of a.
I'm having her sit down on the ground.
Salvo sits down. Mm-hmm. She's not. She listens to orders really
hands,
good.
She hands her a mouse or a treat.
Okay.
And then she hands her another treat and a toy. She's like, this is what I do to unwind. And then I take out the orange cat.
Murphy?
Mm-hmm.
Isn't he he's like a darker...
I thought he was orange.
Is he a tabby?
Yeah.
All right. So, he's an orange tabby. And he looks at you and says, really?
She needs to calm down. Please be nice.
What if I become a tiger when I do it?
No.
Less fun.
Fine. No. Look, fine. She has treats.
I do love treats.
They're your favorite.
Tuna flavored.
Yeah. The one that makes your breath smell the worst.
Yeah, the best one.
Yeah, I know.
And he jumps to the ground. He says, it is cold.
If we're in Antarctica, bud.
This is not part of the deal.
It's cold. Go put. You can go back this into is the bag. Bullshit. You can go back into the bag and you'll be warm.
He jumps up on the Selva's leg. He's like, this is warm. Meow. Mm-hmm. And opens his mouth, like, put the treat in front of me, bitch. And he says, in your head, you hear, put the treat in front of me, bitch. Meow. Looks up at her, looks down at her hand. And Selva has no idea what he's doing. Like, he's like, is the cat broken?
See, he wants you to hand over the treat. So the one that's food. Oh,
and she just like tries to put it in his mouth and he goes,
no. No, 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 no.
That mouth is a weapon.
No, 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 no.
He looks at you and says, is she stupid?
She's never had a cat before then.
Oh. Oh, what do I do?
Just
do
in front, in front of him, in front of him.
Oh, she holds it like with her two fingers, like.
And like place it on the ground in front of him.
Or like open your palm.
Or open your palm.
Oh, and she like puts it as wide as she can. And he goes, see, she can be trained. Lick. And he licks her hand. Thanks. Give me the other one.
And then she hands over the next one.
Okay, she's very clearly keeping it like perfectly flat. Mm-hmm. He goes, this one, listen, she trains well.
Yeah.
Can I have her give me the toy?
And then I'm like, okay, so what you're going to do is you're going to, I'm assuming like it's a wand.
Yes.
And you're going to kind of like cast it out like a fishing line and kind of like.
Fishing
line? And then I kind of like show the motion. I'm like this. What do you like mean you're swinging a sword down.
What do you mean a fishing line?
Like you're swinging a sword down.
Oh, I can do that.
And said, not aggressively, gently, because it's a cat. You don't want to hurt him. Gently.
Okay, and it like it flicks out.
And then kind of like do this motion.
And he does the butt wiggle and he starts jumping after it. And she's like.
And then like, kind of do that.
And you know she's doing left, left. Left, right, like it's very like perfectly in time, and she's like, "Where's the randomness?" After like a minute and a half, she's like, "He's like, tell her to mix it up. This is boring."
You kind of have to like mix it up, so like kind of like go more towards the right and spin and do that kind of stuff.
Oh, I'm sorry, I'm not very good at this. She tries to hand it back to you.
No, you keep going.
And the other two, the like Cannonball and Candy, you're looking at it like. Like, she's whispering to Chris and Codex, what the fuck?
She's trying.
No. Like, she's smiling. And Salva has, like, no smile. It is, like, a flat line with a tiny uptick. It's, like, a tiny uptick. And you're, like, and they're, like, afraid. Like, she doesn't show positive emotions at all. Like, we tried to get it out of her, but apparently her home life is B-A-D. Are any of you people who might be able to help with that shit? Like, help her talk through something? Or is that on us?
No, I...
Please don't let it be on us. We are military kids. We are not good at experience healings either.
So, I will... I'll go over and go.
And you see Cannonball like and Candy like slap hands like, yes, someone's gonna talk to her. And he says, we'll guard the door because for some reason the general doesn't want anybody to talk to her about it. So we'll stand by the door and we'll make an excuse if he comes up. Okay.
Okay.
And if you're gonna do it, like if you want to roll insight, you can because it might be relevant.
Mm-hmm.
Table.
Are there results for poor rolls?
Huh?
Is there negative results for a poor roll?
No. No, unless you roll one.
What am I rolling again? Plus what?
Insight.
14 plus 6 for 20.
15 total.
Art. I'm almost sure you have insight.
Yeah.
I don't know if you get the social thing with it, though. Because it is a social skill, but it's not a social skill, you know? Irrelevant rules. Actually, you might have expertise in it because you get all those free expertises.
As a reaction... Add plus 3 to whatever your totals are.
That puts me to 16.
Yeah. All right. So the 2 6, the 16 and 15.
Yep.
Who? Wait. the vibe you're getting off of Cannonball and Candy are that they care about Selvo, but they're terrified of her. Like, think of they think of her as a loaded gun because she literally is one.
Yeah.
With a 20, there's a weird respect there and like a deep sense of duty. Mm-hmm. Like, if we can make her better, she'll be a better teammate.
Yeah.
She'll, you know, be more human when she goes out mm-hmm. in the wild, because right now she is going to be an absolute menace.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So, okay.
Next time she does transform a little bit, do I get any ping from tech or magitech from her?
She is literally turning herself into a weapon. It's just her power. It's... It's not magic or tech. It is a bio-organic change. She's like turning her body into metal, into things. You get a slight tech, like for a tenth of a second, like it's programming itself, maybe. But it's more of a, it's bio-organics. Think like that. Like, she's not actually turning into a gun. She's turning into an organic form that looks like a gun. You know, things like that. Think not Generator Rex, but like prototype.
Okay.
Kinda, so, but less gross looking.
So before this therapy session, I'm gonna bribe him. Bribe Murphy. Murphy?
I'm listening. I figured out that she's using Star Spangled Banner as the pattern for the thing now. I know where it's going.
So, I'm going to need you to go and sit on her lap and start purring. Now, when we return to school, you can have all the treats you want.
Mm. Oh, really? No,
all the treats within reason that you want.
Within reason means you put the cap on. I don't know how I feel about that.
I'll give you as much catnip as you want.
This man speaks sense. I'll take one full bag of Granny Straits.
Mm-hmm. No, not the tuna ones. Those make your breath smell so bad.
One full bag of the tuna Grannies,
mm-hmm.
and as much catnip as he can provide.
Mm-hmm.
For the next 3 days.
And
I'm gonna be stoned out of my mind.
Mm-hmm.
And I will allow Q to not mess with you as much as he usually does.
Deal. He curls up in her lap.
Loud purring, by the way. Loud purring.
And she freaks out. She's like, is it, did I break it?
No. He's happy. Look how happy he is. Murphy, loud purring.
He is. He's like, like he gets like 2 inches longer and his chest widens and he's much louder. Because he can go to medium and then large now. Mm-hmm. He could be a tiger. And right. Like, whoa, 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 whoa. You know, like.
Yeah.
Like, if you've ever heard a tiger purr, it's goddamn terrifying.
Yeah.
That's an 800-pound animal that is like a jet.
Yeah.
So, she says, what do I do? And she's like holding her hands out. She's handing you the wand. Like, what am I supposed to do?
So, I'll take the wand. Yeah. And what you're going to do is, he likes chin scratches. So you see his little chin, you're just going to take like your middle finger and you're just going to scratch his chin.
Gently.
She does it and she's a little rough and she's like, ow.
Ow. Mm.
But he moves his head back and she figures it out.
Yeah.
Like, she understands scratching because she's done it, you know, but she's like, right. Doesn't know her own strength. And then she calms down a little bit. Like mm-hmm. her shoulders droop slightly, like goes from like perfectly at attention to a slight droop.
Mm-hmm.
And then she just kind of sits there with a cat on her lap.
Murphy, meow.
It's okay.
Do a cute meow.
That wasn't part of the deal.
Do a cute meow.
No. And so, Chris, you walk
up. I'm going to walk up and I'm going to sit down. I'll give Murphy a...
He know what he likes.
Oh, yeah.
You give him the good scritches. He's like, yes, do this more. She's in my amateur. You're a pro. And he's like, he like leans into your hand and then he looks back at her and leans into her hand. She's like, she doesn't know what to do. But as that happens.
I'm gonna sit there calmly, you know, shooting calm across us.
You have that kind of mojo. Literally, yes. Have calm emotions.
Yes, yes, I do.
Are you gonna use calm emotions?
Yes, I am.
All right, I'm gonna have a roll. I'm gonna have her roll. Is that wisdom save?
Sounds more like a charisma.
I think it's wisdom, but I might be wrong. It might be charisma.
Yeah, I gotta look up.
Oh, it's very relevant because I got a 16 on the die. I hope it's charisma, because if so, she fails. Either way, she fails. Never mind, it's charisma and wisdom. She fails both. Well, she's got perception, so maybe she's got some wisdom.
Like I said, it's something new for the
hand. Just calm emotions, right?
Yeah.
Second level spell. Charisma save.
Oh, good. She fails hard. Yeah. And she visibly relaxes, and she's like... And she, like, sags a little bit, and then catches herself and just starts, like, petting the cat normally.
Mm-hmm.
Like, with the ear scritches and everything. Like, mm-hmm. She's like, I'm doing it. Oh.
Deep breath. There you go.
Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet
Camaro.
You.
Camaro. Oh, you go by Camaro, Chris. Hi, Chris. What's up? Yeah. Or, sorry, how can I help you?
How can I help you? You seem to be on overload here.
And she tightens it up immediately.
Oh.
No. Relax. Deep breath.
I'm not good at things. I'm not good at anything. I'm useless.
No. There is always things to learn from failure. Being perfect is never going to happen.
You should tell my dad that. And she slaps her hand over her mouth.
No.
And like... Oh, no, sorry. You should tell my mom that. And she slaps her hand over her mouth. She says, never mind. And she gets all mousy and scared.
Do you have access to the internet?
Basic internet? Yeah, like yes, you have access to, like, normal internet. Not, like, anything special.
I try to Google search her and her family.
I just asked Victoria.
Well...
Yeah, you have access to her here. Basic access.
I tried to Google search and try to find actual information about her parents.
Okay, so with Victoria's help, because you're not going to find it without it, her family is... her dad is a senator in Maine, and... It's like, son of a bitch.
Just keep going.
Her mother is a senator in Maine, and her father is one of the largest weapons suppliers in the country. Mm. And they're not registered as having a child. But you got it by Maine last name, and you figured out, like, Veronica was able to track it down. They were never a senator... has a secret child.
I do relay this as a text to the group.
And there have been, and you'll, she'll also, Veronica will say there was one call to the police about, they heard crying coming from the house, but they investigated and like screaming and crying, and nothing was found. And about 6 months, 5 months ago, 6 months ago, the bomb squall, but there was a gas explosion at the house, and the mother was critically injured, but she did survive. She just lost her lower left leg, like she below the knee, and the father is now paralyzed from the waist down. But back to Chris. You have that information. I'm assuming you figured out what happened. What's going on?
Well, yeah.
Roughly.
Yeah. She exploded at her parents because she got mad and...
Or her powers just set in and she got upset and...
That's powered. Part of it.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Okay. I guess I've read books where this is a thing, so maybe you guys haven't. Okay. So maybe you're not going to pick up, and I might need to be a little more alert because I want you to know what's going on with her because she's interesting. Chris, roll an insight, or sorry, Art, roll an insight for Chris. As I assume you're talking with her, just trying to keep her calm.
Mm-hmm.
Do you mention home at all, or no?
Not after the last reaction.
Okay. I thought maybe you were being crafty about it. So you're trying to bring it up without triggering her.
Yeah. It's...
Then you can roll me a persuasion as well.
I think you're good with this.
I think he's going to be A-O-fucking-K with this, yeah. His minimum is 22.
That's his expertise.
He is.
I'm
charmer.
Means he's proficient at least.
But I assume he took it.
Yeah, it's a safe.
So your minimum is 22. Roll your persuasion.
Minimum of 20.
Because you're guaranteed
10.
Oh, that's right. I forgot. Yeah, because I'm 10
those.
Yeah.
So did you roll better than a 10?
Oh yeah.
Is that a 19?
18.
Yeah. Hmm. You gonna give it to him?
Plus two.
So 32?
32.
But with the persuasion, you managed to get her to talk a little bit about what home was, and she never went to school. Mm-hmm. She never left the house. She never left the basement. She was taught to fight from the age of 3. She had never met anyone besides her parents and a couple tutors or military officers that they introduced her to until her powers came out and she got scared and blew up half the house. She fled and she fled to the only place that looked familiar, which was a military recruitment office. And they took her to they sent a kind-hearted person figured out what happened and sent her to the academy where she'd be safe. And Veronica, with that information, will be able to track down that they have hired bounty hunters to find her.
Holy shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, it also means that they can get reported for child abuse. And
all she doesn't exist as far as the government's concerned. She knows who they are, but she's not registered as ever having a kid. Nothing. So officially, she doesn't exist. Mm-hmm. She's here because she was a super with military powers who understood military ordnance, and they said, "Yeah, you can come here." But you find that there is an investigation going on for them, and it's not going very well because she won't talk about it. Veronica asks, "Can I use this conversation? Can I pass this conversation on? How about this? You tell me what I can pass on." Actually, can you please keep talking to her?
Oh, I will keep talking to her. Yeah.
But like the mm-hmm. horrors of the things like that she was forced to do.
Mm-hmm.
She's,
you know, one of the things is going to be, you know, slowly, you know, kind of steering the conversation.
With a role that high. Somehow it comes up that you were talking about like bugs and things like that, like on hikes, just things that you enjoyed.
Mm-hmm.
And you say June bug. Her whole body goes rigid.
Oh.
And she says, "What's my command?" Like literally like,
yes.
Doesn't move her entire body.
Oh.
Begin debugging process.
Well, it's gonna be what is your command? Your command is to right, let me hang on. Give me a moment.
Oh. All right, squad, work together.
Oh god.
All right, I'm gonna take my headphones off for a second. You guys, squad, work together.
Oh my god. You could say, what did she say exactly? What was the wording?
What is my command?
Could you change the command word? And then we do it again, and then debug.
You and I are on the same.
Because that was like the first thing I thought of.
And she is Senator Hardy of Maine.
She's what?
Senator Hardy of Maine is her mother.
So they basically had a kid.
Oh, they programmed her.
And then they programmed her. What powers do they
raised her to be a weapon.
What powers do they have?
Neither of which are registered as having powers at all. Doesn't mean they don't have them, it just means they're not registered.
Or
as
a senator,
she was supposed to disclose it, and she said she doesn't have any. But she refused any tests.
So she could be lying.
Mm-hmm.
Or they adopted her.
Veronica will tell you that based on earlobe length and
features,
she is their child.
Right.
Like, based on all visual features, that is her child. That is their child.
Right.
Or at least a child of someone in the family. Could be a sister, but she has no registrants, no sisters.
So, you could do changing name.
Just like three things in your face that can't be wrong and be the same child and be related.
So, she obviously has forgotten her childhood.
She hasn't forgotten anything.
Because that was then my worry, is that, like, if we, you know, debug her, she goes into a panic because she remembers everything. But if she already remembers everything, then it's not needed.
Yeah, so how do we phrase it? So,
end all current commands. Look on Paul's face.
Because Yo, because what is my command?
Oh, that's a good one.
Can I make a tech roll? Because it's literally programming.
Yes, actually.
Mm-hmm.
I know exactly what I want to tell you, so I want you to roll well on this.
Advantage?
No. I want you to roll well, but no.
Well, if you want me to roll well, give me advantage.
I do also have inspiration if you need it.
I also have one still.
Okay.
I'm gonna use.
What's your total?
That's 18.
That's enough. When you're trying to debug a program that you're not familiar with, or when you're in command prompt, you can ask for a list of commands.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
It won't tell you what they do. And you can ask what they do.
Even the list would be...
Okay. I text you my ideas.
Okay.
Because you're the wordsmith. And we need the wordsmith to word this properly.
Yes. Yeah.
But I do give you the... you're the one that activated her, so...
Correct. Yeah, she hasn't looked at anyone but you. You said the word. She laser focused on you. When you move, she moves. She is trained on you, okay. like a pointer dog. You know, when a squirrel. It's kind of creepy. Actually, it's really creepy. She hasn't even blinked, but like once a minute. Like, it's really probably not good for her.
So yeah, I'm gonna just say, you know, list your commands.
All right. There's five. Daybreak, Junebug, Midnight Sun, Kalishnikov. Oh, what's the? I know what I want the lesson to do, but I don't know what I would phrase it.
You can tell us, and then we can come up with it.
Essentially, it's go out, go and do as much damage as possible from wherever you are.
Havoc mode, on rogue.
Pandemonium.
Pandemonium.
So, pandemonium is essentially. Sacrifice yourself. Create as much panic as possible. It was a remove all safeties. And just go berserk. And with her power set now, that is the most dangerous fucking thing she has. what are the other ones?
Daybreak.
Let's go from top to bottom. Daybreak. Daybreak is go back to normal, and it also is end commands. Like, finish the command session.
Okay. Junebug?
Enter command.
Okay.
Enter command mode. Or enter programming mode, you know?
Midnight Sun
is to enact the latest plan that's been given. depending on whatever, you know, essentially it's like a preset trigger. Like, you use Junebug to set it, and Midnight Sun will trigger it. I think of one more.
Kalashnikov
is, kill anyone that's not us. That kill anyone who's not this person speaking.
Which sounds more like a Midnight Sun command.
Yes. Correct, but Midnight Sun, it was... How is that ever going to become a conversation? But Kalashnikov could. You're talking about, they've got Kalashnikovs, and that means kill everyone, it's not me. And that was her dad's command. You'll figure out. Because he was a weapon salesman. So he was going to, when she got older, he was going to bring her to meetings. Oh, I don't ran out of Kalashnikovs. And then she just wipes out everyone nearby. Yeah, Tasha's sad.
Mm-hmm.
Tasha's a sad girl.
Mm-hmm.
So we have the five commands and what they mean.
Mm-hmm.
And you'll learn that the general has no idea what these are. This is totally new information. Veronica will inform you that this is none of this is known, and this is incredibly dangerous. They'll need to find a way to break this. Mm-hmm. However, you have access to the command module, essentially.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a chance that with a properly worded command, you could fix it, or at least unbreak it. At least make it so her mother, her parents can't get back in. Or her...
Yeah, it's...
Birth
it's
what do you call people who gave birth to someone but don't deserve to be called parents?
Biological.
But she's still waiting on command, and her eyes are starting to go red.
Yes.
you can tell her to blink. Blink, blink, please. Blink, blink, blink.
Act normal.
So, gonna go. Hang on. Before I say it out, it's.
Disregard all previous commands.
I was gonna say, treat all commands as daybreak.
Daybreak is go back to normal. Right?
Yeah. But that's where I'm...
Yeah.
What is her normal? Because for all you know, her normal is not this. This is something else. This is like a psychotic break that's got her here. She goes back to normal, she could be really dangerous.
But daybreak is also to end the command cycle.
Correct. But that's the thing. You started the command cycle.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Which means it could reset her psyche. It is you have reset her psyche.
Right, I no longer have prepared whole person.
Well, the other thing that I was thinking is we could
enter cape mode and just have that be where she's at now until you get someone to fix it. Send her to Blastar, have him fix it. that's who she needs. She needs someone with like magenta, Blastar,
Nightmare.
What?
Nightmare.
Exact someone with real mental mojo to unfuck this.
All right.
And but Blastar is now well known as like the guy who undoes brainwashing like around the world. He's had multiple attempts on his life, but he's so fucking tough. He just toughs it out and moves on.
It's like it's one of his power sets.
No shit.
Mm-hmm.
Art's brain is just worrying. He's gonna figure this out.
Problem is, I keep. All right.
And yes, I'm gonna genie this on you. I'm telling you this now, so you gotta keep this shit ironclad.
I know. I'm well aware of.
She's a phenomenal ally or a horrifically bad enemy.
All right, so it is.
Because remember, she's going to be on the international stage and her parents are going to see her there.
That's what I was thinking about. I was like, why would they allow her to be on the team?
Because they don't know.
They don't know she's here.
I'm saying the penguin. The penguin knows.
He doesn't know that this happened. She was just a runaway.
She's a runaway.
I know, but he said didn't her crew say like don't ask her about her past?
The her teammates did. The emperor said don't ask her anything. Because when they do, she freaks out.
Gotcha. Okay.
Penguin was like, I want to avoid.
I thought Penguin knew.
Penguin knows nothing.
I was like, what the fuck, Penguin? And he's like, wah. That's a duck.
Yes, it is.
Wah.
All right.
All right. I'm gonna go around the table. I want to guess what kind of command. What command you want to go with? We'll go with Natalie first. What would you say?
I mean,
to try and unfuck this.
We have to use the command words, right?
No, you're in programming mode.
Anything you say can and will be used
as a new command.
Gotcha. I mean, I feel like going with his first idea with doing all commands daybreak isn't the worst, but also I could see where you could be like, well, now you fucked her up. But then I also still wonder if we said change all words to this and then
you could establish cancel all word.
And then cancel all everything. Just because I feel like, just in case if she were to go out onto the world stage, you know, and they say something, it won't fuck with her, you know?
All right. I like your idea.
Thank you.
Rob?
Change admin to self.
No. Mm-mm. Because we don't know what herself is.
Correct. She doesn't know who she is.
Correct. But even what there's also hidden commands that it did not tell us. Like, if there is a back door that's unlisted.
Knowing how this works, that wouldn't work.
Like, if there's one more phrase that she has not said.
I mean, you could ask, do you have any other command? Do you have any commands you didn't tell me? That she wouldn't tell you what they were, but you could ask that. And if you ask, she'll say, not that I know of.
Okay.
Oh, but I can't do that.
Art's like, I'm going to undo this puzzle, god damn it. As a DM, you would give this puzzle to your players, right? And be like...
No, because most of the time my groups are more brute force than...
Cerebral. All right, so Art, what do you got?
All right, so just part of the party.
This is texting the party.
Yeah. You know, do not follow any of your old commands and learn from your teammates how to be human.
Yeah.
But the problem is that puts it on
them.
And I have to know that they're going to be okay with that.
You'll get a resounding yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because that is...
They very much care. I think that they really care about her.
Yeah.
And they want to do what's best for her.
The vibe you got off of them was nurturing and...
Like, yeah, they're protecting her.
They've been protecting her for months already. Mm-hmm. They've adopted her to be, you know, their problem, and they're okay with that.
Okay.
Very close to what I had, with the exception of...
really?
The thing I would change, and you guys have enough tact to throw at it, is when I say this word, disregard all, you know, all previous commands.
Yeah,
And then disregard that word as well. So you essentially break the loop so there's nothing that can get back in.
Mm-hmm.
Until she can get to a mental expert.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I was trying to do, is figure out if there's any backdoors.
Exactly. Which disregard all past and future commands. Something like programming commands, you know? I'm not going to make you say it out loud.
Okay.
But
that you like I said,
we were on the same boat. I was like, it's not perfect, but it's...
But it's, it's, you know, cutting out... Anything that would break into it.
And also, I would say, essentially don't forget what you've been doing, but she has to. That's the problem, because you hit the reset button. Now, she doesn't forget things, but personality-wise, she's reset. So she's going to be very direct for a while.
Mm-hmm.
And fearful. But she was already fearful, so...
Yeah.
So you go through it and you do it, and the team comes over and watches, and they're like, holy shit. And you like show the list of commands she used to have, like, holy shit.
Oh yeah.
And Veronica says, well, I've documented everything.
That's good.
Cause the problem is we have to prove it. You guys might have a trip to Maine in your future. If you'd like to try and handle this. Veronica kind of snarks. She says, "You did just get that day pass, chit."
Yeah, yeah.
I know,
and revenge is the best service. Fuck that lady.
But the problem with it is, I don't know that they're actually working for the right side. Just because she's a senator doesn't mean that she's...
No, which means it would be towards the good of the good of the school or good of the country. Like that, you would get your chip back if you.
Well, no. But that's not what I'm saying. Is the problem with it is, I personally think they're spies.
Oh, that could very well be the case. Now, it wasn't all in English. All the commands were in English, except for Kalashnikov, but just...
It doesn't matter. That doesn't necessarily mean
I got you.
Spies can be English, Paul.
There they are.
The question is, who are they spies for?
Well, exactly.
That's really what it feels like.
Yeah. Now, remember, one of our actual tasks is to root out the spies.
Mm-hmm. Correct.
I do just want to say that there is a country that is notorious for brainwashing people like this.
Oh, yeah.
Just saying.
And they have a school.
And they have a school.
They have a school. Yeah.
Yeah.
The block.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's the spice school.
So how did... So...
Then no one knows where it is.
So you... He does it... What happens?
She kind of, like, reboots. You see how her head drops to her chin.
Mm-hmm.
She looks up and she looks down at the cat on her lap and says, can I scratch him?
Mm-hmm.
And she goes right back to doing what she was doing. And she says, this is better. She's doing a better job. Tell her she's doing a better job.
He really likes it.
Okay. And she just kind of like sits there. And as she does, her eyes are like fluttering. Like, and you can, if she was a computer, she'd be dumping her memory. And about 10 minutes later, she says, I'm really tired. And she just flops on her back. And you take her to the infirmary, and the penguin man, and the general shows up and says, what the hell did you do? The nurse says, she's totally fine. She's just, her whole body's exhausted. Her muscles have been in a constant state of being active for the past 7 months. And it looks like that's a normal state for her. So, oh no, I'm sorry, for the past 12 years, her muscles have been constantly been activated. She is, her body didn't know how to relax until a little bit ago. And she said, per what Veronica's told me, we're going to need to talk, General. And the General, they talk, and the General looks at you and he says, I didn't know. Mm-hmm. And I really don't like that I didn't know. I'm the smartest penguin who's ever lived. I'm smarter than most people who ever lived, and I didn't see it. How did three 16-year-olds figure this out? And the answer was, we talked to her.
we looked at her as a person who wasn't responding as a person, and only responded as a weapon.
I looked at her as a soldier.
Yes.
Yeah.
And he slams his fin into a desk, like, wham.
He says, slap.
Like the edge of it, like karate chops and like dents the table. He says, this should never have happened.
There's more than one reason why it shouldn't have happened. But
if what I've been told is correct, her mother is the head of the military funding division. The military division. I don't know what it's called.
But I just now thought of this. You better make sure there's no bugs on her.
DOD.
Yeah, the Department of Defense.
Like, she's the Senate committee in charge of the DOD.
Mm-hmm.
She's the head of it.
Yeah. So,
I can't speak out against her. They fund this entire school. There's a good chance... Well, I may have to. In which case, I'd like you to put a good word in for Joker with my students.
Mm-hmm.
They deserve to go someplace that'll take care of them.
That...
And he's being point blank about it. He's like... I'm going to make a mess. But he says, if there's anything you'd like to do, I'll make sure that you're informed before I do anything.
My only concern is that with what she can do, she needs to be moved somewhere else before you start making waves.
I'll make sure she's safe. I happen to have... I have a colony of smart penguins she could live with for a while. He's like, keep it on the down low.
Her and her team. Don't separate them.
That's what Veronica said, yeah. And Veronica's very... She's snarky, she's sweet, but she's obviously very intelligent, and she's like, you need to keep them together. And he says, I'll make sure that they go live with my colony. They'll be safe there.
A colony of smart penguins?
Yes.
That's incredible.
All right. And as you guys consider what to do with this girl...
I just imagine the colony and they have a widow city. Yes. Oh.
All right. And as you consider the super smart penguin city and what you're going to do to help this girl, I think it's time to end. Good night, everybody.
Take care.